Teddy Maynard had gone to sleep reasonably content with his candidate's first two victories, but he was awakened by the news that something had gone wrong. When he rolled himself into the bunker at 10 minutes after 6 a.m., he was more frightened than angry, though his emotions had run the gamut in the past hour. York was waiting, along with a supervisor named DeVille, a tiny, nervous man who'd obviously been wired for many hours. DeVille did the talking. At 12:02 this morning, he said goodbye to the Secret Service and entered his house. At 12:17, he exited through a small window in the basement. We, of course, have wires and timers on every door and window. DeVille waved a small pill the size of an aspirin caplet. This is a little device known as a T-deck. They're in the soles of all his shoes, including his jogging shoes. So if he's not barefoot, we know where he is. Once pressure is applied from the foot, the bug emits a signal. We had two cars in place when he jumped in a cab. We followed him to a suburban shopping center. While the cab waited, he darted into a place called Mailbox America, one of these new places where you can send and receive mail outside the postal service. Some, including this one, are open 24 hours. He was inside for less than a minute, just long enough to open his box with a key, remove several pieces of mail, throw it all away, then return to the cab. One of our cars followed him back to M Street, where he got out and sneaked back home. The other car stayed at the mailbox place. We went through the waste can just inside the door and found 6 pieces of junk mail, evidently his. The address is Al Conyers, box 455.
So he didn't find what he was looking for? Teddy asked.
No, it looks as though he tossed everything he took from his box, DeVille resumed his narrative. We're confident we found the right papers in the trash can. We were there within seconds. An hour later, we entered again and keyed the lock to box 455, so we'll have access anytime we need it.
Check it every day, Teddy said. Inventory every piece of mail. Leave the junk, but when something arrives, I want to know it.
You got it.
That's all, Teddy said,
and DeVille left the room. A minute passed as Teddy stirred his coffee.
When did he rent the box?
York knew the question was coming. We're still working on that.
Well, maybe he rented the box after he decided to enter the race. He's got the CIA doing his thinking for him, so maybe he figures we're watching everything too. So he figures he might need a little privacy. Thus the box. Maybe he likes dirty magazines or videos, something that is shipped through the mail.
After a long pause, York said,
Could be.
What if the box was rented months ago, long before he entered the race?
Then he's not hiding from us. He's hiding from the world. And his secret is truly dreadful.
They silently contemplated the dreadfulness of Lake's secret, neither wanting to venture a guess. They decided to step up surveillance even more, and to check the mailbox twice a day.